Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. India and Trinidad and Tobago sign 8 agreements including in tourism, healthcare and Ayurveda sectors. Iran submits its response to US ceasefire proposal to end West Asia war. Fresh drone strikes hit Gulf countries, threatening fragile ceasefire between US and Iran. In Pakistan, 15 security personnel killed in suicide attack in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. And first batch of passengers comprising Spanish nationals evacuated from hantavirus cruise ship reaches Madrid. India and Trinidad and Tobago have signed 8 agreements in sectors including tourism, healthcare, infrastructure and Ayurveda during External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's 2-day visit to the Caribbean nation. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said MOUs were signed between the two sides for solarization of Trinidad and Tobago's Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs building, vector control, infrastructure upgrade of Nelson Island, where the Indian immigrants were stayed initially, and for setting up of an Indian chair on Ayurveda at the University of the West Indies. We have a report.
Dr. Jaishankar, who concluded his 2-day visit to the Caribbean nation yesterday, held talks with Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar and other senior leaders on expanding bilateral cooperation and reviewed progress on announcements made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to Trinidad and Tobago last year. The two sides reaffirmed coordination in regional and multilateral forums, including on issues concerning the Global South. Dr. Jaishankar visited the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago, where his presence was acknowledged and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar delivered a statement in his honour. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit gave fresh impetus to India's ties with Trinidad and Tobago. Anupam Mishra for World News.
India's High Commissioner to South Africa, Prabhat Kumar, formally handed over a banner of India's Inter-University Centre for Astronomy and Astrophysics, IUCAA, to the South African Astronomical Observatory, SAAO, during a ceremony at the Royal Observatory in Cape Town. This marks further strengthening of the long-standing scientific collaboration between the two countries. Iran has formally submitted its response to the latest US proposal aimed at ending the war in West Asia. Iranian state media confirmed that the response has been handed over, stating that negotiations at this stage will focus on ending the conflict in the region. Meanwhile, fragile ceasefire in the US-Israel war on Iran is coming under growing strain as several Gulf countries reported drone attacks today. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The Strait of Hormuz has become the sharpest flashpoint in the standoff between Iran and the United States. An Iranian military official warned on Sunday that countries complying with the US sanctions against Iran will face difficulties when their ships use the waterway. Iranian's Revolutionary Guard Corps further went warning that any attack on Iranian commercial vessels would trigger strikes on US targets across the region with missiles already locked onto their marks. The threats came as a bulk carrier was struck roughly 23 nautical miles northeast of Doha, causing a small fire that was subsequently contained. Kuwait said hostile drones had entered its airspace and were dealt with by its military. Hours later, UAE reported intercepting 2 drones originating from Iran. Meanwhile, Britain announced it is deploying the Royal Navy destroyer HMS Dragon to the region to join international mission aimed at keeping the strait open. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Russia has accused Ukraine of violating a US brokered ceasefire, while Ukrainian officials said one person was killed and several others injured in Russian strikes over the past 24 hours. Head of Ukraine's southeastern Zaporizhia, Ivan Fedorov, said one person was killed and 3 injured in the region, while the head of Ukraine's Kherson, Oleksandr Prokudin, reported 7 injuries in the Kherson region. Ukraine's Air Force said it destroyed all 27 Russian strike and decoy drones launched overnight. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry alleged that Kyiv carried out more than 1,000 ceasefire violations, including attacks on civilian areas and frontline positions, and said its forces responded after alleged Ukrainian drone and artillery strikes. Russian officials also claimed 2 people were injured in Ukrainian shelling in the Russian-controlled Kherson region. Separately, U.S. President Donald Trump said both Russia and Ukraine had agreed to observe a ceasefire from Saturday to Monday to mark Victory Day, the Russian celebration commemorating the defeat of Nazi Germany. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan, 15 security personnel were killed and several others injured in a suicide attack at a police post in restive Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. Police said the attack took place yesterday when security personnel opened fire on an explosive-laden vehicle approaching the police post, triggering a massive blast. After the explosion, large group of gunmen launched an attack on the police post, triggering heavy exchange of fire. The powerful explosion completely destroyed the police post, with several security personnel being reportedly buried under the rubble. The first batch of passengers evacuated from a hantavirus-stricken cruise ship docked off the coast of Tenerife in the Canary Island in Spain have reached in Madrid. The first batch, comprising 14 Spanish nationals, were brought through chartered flight from Tenerife Island and will now face mandatory quarantine at a military hospital in the capital. The cruise ship reached Tenerife early this morning after leaving Cape Verde, an archipelago nation off the West African coast, on the 6th of this month. Three people have died since the outbreak, and five passengers who left the ship are infected with hantavirus, which can cause life-threatening illness. A Bangladesh High Court today rejected the bail petition of Sanatani Jagaran Jyoti spokesperson Chinmoy Krishnadas Brahmachari in an alleged lawyer murder case, while reserving its order on four other bail petitions till tomorrow. The case is linked to the killing of lawyer Saiful Islam Alif during violent clashes at the Chattogram court premises in 2024 when Chinmoy was in police custody. Chinmoy Krishnadas Brahmachari, a former ISKCON leader, has been in custody since his arrest at Dhaka Airport in November 2024 in a sedition case related to alleged disrespect to the national flag during a rally in Chattogram. World Lupus Day is being observed today globally. The day is marked to raise awareness about lupus, which is a complex autoimmune disease affecting millions worldwide. Lupus has no known cure and often put devastating impacts on daily life. The theme for this year is Make Lupus Visible, as too often lupus remains unseen, its symptoms are misunderstood, and its impact is overlooked. India has stepped up efforts to promote mango exports through community events, and mangoes from different states were presented as rewards for songs, dances and musical performances during the Threads of Indian Tradition festival held at the Nee Soon Public Housing Estate in the northeast Singapore. This was the second mango promotion event organized this month by the High Commission of India in Singapore. In shooting, Indian pair of Neeru Dhanda and Vivan Kapoor secured a bronze medal in the trap mixed team event as India concluded its campaign on a positive note at the ISSF World Cup shotgun in Almaty, Kazakhstan today. The Indian pair hit 24 out of the first 30 targets in the final. India is set to host the prestigious 2026 Asian Weightlifting Championships in Gandhinagar, Gujarat from tomorrow, marking the country's first time hosting the event in 44 years. The sporting event will conclude on the 17th of this month. Around 180 athletes from 28 countries will compete in one of Asia's biggest weightlifting events of the year. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Trinidad and Tobago sign 8 agreements, including in tourism, healthcare and Ayurveda sectors. Iran submits its response to US ceasefire proposal to end West Asia war. Fresh drone strikes hit Gulf countries, threatening fragile ceasefire between US and Iran. In Pakistan, 15 security personnel killed in suicide attack in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. And first batch of passengers comprising Spanish nationals evacuated from hantavirus-hit cruise ship reaches Madrid. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.